Armadoxy for today, the Holy Spirit then and now. Something happened this year on the Feast of Pentecost that connected us to the event 2,000 years ago when the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles. Sticking to our charter of bringing apostolic evangelism to an electronic universe, Epostle.net facilitated a conversation with a gentleman named Malkon, who lives in Jerusalem. Malkon is an Armenian-Palestinian who lives by the Christian credo of not resisting evil and praying for the enemy. His family has been exiled several times from their homes and land throughout the decades. He finds himself in a country filled with animosity toward him and his people. We connected with him because of our background as Armenians, who attest to the Christian faith as expressed and demonstrated by Jesus Christ. Having experienced genocide in 1915, and then having lived through the totalitarian communist regime for 70 years while it spewed its atheistic propaganda, we found independence in a world that ignored us. In 2020 and 2023, we were forced out of our historic homelands in a broader scheme that targeted the existential destruction of a nation. The world looked on in the pose of the three monkeys, blocking their eyes, their ears, and their mouth. See no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil. I mean, we had to meet Malkon, because even more than exonerating ourselves from the evil of apathy and being accused of monkey see, monkey do, we had to connect with a person for whom the tenets of Christianity were a part of his daily ritual of overcoming evil with love. At Epostle.net, every day we preach a message of Christianity from our ancient roots as the first Christian nation. What we call Armadoxy is the application of that ancient Christianity in the world today. Often it gets assigned to a category of idealism, and its application is assumed to be impossible and therefore not even tried. Malkon presents a model that we need to identify with. He moves from theoretical Christianity to the practical side of faith, and it works! Here we witnessed this expression of a man who lives in and with war, facing an enemy every day that is consumed with killing him and erasing the existence of his people off the pages of history. We were encouraged by the number of people who attended this event virtually, as well as in our new metaverse platform. In the weeks to come, we will be releasing excerpts from the discussions that manifested at the event. For today, we announce it with the excitement that must have surrounded the apostles who were touched by the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. The risen Lord is speaking in what the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, has brought us this day. We end with the words of our Lord, who spoke then and speaks now. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.